Welcome to Reinventing Customer Experience webcast. I'm Holly Klein, a technology solutions specialist with the Microsoft Service Cloud team. I'm here with Chet Kloss. Before I let Chet introduce himself, please note anybody on in the live webinar can use the Q&A section to ask questions throughout. Chet, why don't you give a quick introduction and get us started.
Thanks, Holly. My name is Chet Kloss, and I'm a solution architect on the Microsoft Service Cloud team. And as Holly said, today we're going to be talking about reinventing customer experience. This is the third in a series of webcasts that we're doing on service. We'll talk at the end of this session about some upcoming webcasts, but you can see the previous ones, which cover employee self-service and omni-channel service delivery, on Microsoft's website, Channel 9. Now, in those previous webcasts, I showed this slide, and I think it's very important to continually show it. Forrester did the study, but it seems good common sense that every single customer interaction counts. We have to make each one have meaning for the customer. Forrester has stated that 84% of the people they surveyed, in fact, want to use self-service over the web or on a mobile device. They want quick access to service. But what we've seen since 2009 is a fall off of first call resolution by 12%. So when we combine that with the fact that we're having turnover in our call centers, the amount of over a quarter of our people are turning over each year, it really pounds home the point that we have to have good tools that are familiar to our agents, easy to use, so that we can best serve the customer. But the most important thing that the customer has been telling us is that you need to make good use of my time. Valuing the time of the customer is by far the largest impact point for building customer loyalty. So to do that, Microsoft sees the solution as not an individual product, but in fact, our whole framework around engaging the customer, helping you find them through marketing, sell to them, and then care for them throughout the life cycle of your relationship. This comprehensive and personalized look at a customer in business allows you to get closer to your customer and serve them in a more proactive and predictive way. So with that, Holly, why don't you talk to us a little bit about our intelligent customer service?
Sure thing, Chet. So the Microsoft Service Cloud offers an intelligent customer service by providing a comprehensive business and technology platform. Now we're going to provide our agents case management, access to knowledge, guided business processes, voice of the customer via surveys, service intelligence by machine learning, applications on your mobile devices, and field service. Now we also provide our customers with an omni-channel experience where they can access service via phone, email, chat, social, and web, and also text messaging, communities to discuss with other customers, co-browsing, video, and IoT. So we're going to provide the omni-channel experience with a knowledge base through self-service portals to your customers and enable our agents a great experience to provide great customer experience either through field service or within the call center. Now within the call center environment, Microsoft provides a unified service desk, and that allows the agent to manage multiple sessions simultaneously, drive productivity with contextual actual knowledge, and access to other legacy applications throughout their sessions. We also can link into other Microsoft technology and third-party apps and provide agents with scripting to provide consistency and efficiency. Now, Chet, why don't you let us know what we're going to see today?
Okay. At the end of the day, we really need to get the right interface for the right role to give the customer service agent the information they need to do their job the most effective and the most productive. Now that may be through the web, through a web browser and our tools that allow us to customize that interface. More often in a call center though, we see that the agent has to deal with lots of different applications from lots of different systems. Microsoft developed Unified Service Desktop to allow us to integrate those disparate applications and bring them into one pane of glass for the agent. There's no switching between applications needed. As Holly mentioned, we can have multiple sessions open at a single time and access other systems outside the service system to help the agent better take care of the customer. And then finally, as with everything in our modern world, we need it available in a mobile way. We need to be able to take that information on the go, on our phones, on our tablets, and be able to at least be in touch with what's happening in our call centers and businesses. We're going to cover portals and chat, the Unified Service Desktop, our Tier 2 Service Desktop, and then end up on mobile analytics. So to start off with, I'm going to go into the role of a consumer who is a frequent purchaser from a company called Contoso. My name is Emma Loxterman, and I've just purchased some flooring, or I've ordered some flooring from Contoso, but in fact, they only delivered a partial shipment. So I need to know what to do, how to remedy that. I go out to their customer support site, and I just start to type in the word partial, and it immediately tries to feed me an answer to get me the information I need as quick as possible. This is part of the sort of ongoing effort to always value the customer's time. In this case, because we're talking about a missing product, it says that we need to contact customer service directly, either through live chat, submitting a ticket, or doing a direct call, and we have click to call enabled here on this portal. What I'm going to do, though, is start a live chat. And in doing so, I'll bring up a chat window here that's going to allow me to interface directly with the customer support. Now, I'll just zoom up here on the bottom here. We see this topic section. What that represents are pre-chat questions. We can have any number of them. I'm going to pick the one partial shipment because that's, in fact, what I'm calling about. But what this does is starts the routing engine and allows then this chat to be routed to the appropriate rep on the other end. So I'll go ahead and submit that chat. And now, as soon as an agent is available, they'll come back to me and we'll start our conversation. So Holly, do you think there'll be an agent available here soon?
Yeah, I sure hope so, Chet. So I'm playing the part of Jamie, and I'm a customer service representative for Contoso. I start my day in my Unified Service Desk, providing me all of the analytics and information I need to provide great customer service. And I actually see a chat coming in right now from Emma Loxterman, so I'll go ahead and start that and pull up the information. So accepting this chat allows me to view a few different things. I can immediately respond back to Emma by clicking a button to let her know that an agent is here and we're going to help her resolve her issue. So I see that through the pre-chat data, let's check here, that she has a partial shipment issue. So I'm going to view her customer profile and get a little more data on Emma. But I first want to make sure that this is Emma that I'm speaking with. I can move my chat as an agent. I can kind of navigate and move my experience to where I want to see. But I want to make sure that this is Emma, so I'm going to ask for verification. So I'm going to do a chat. I can type here. And once she verifies that, okay, it is Emma Loxterman, I can click the customer verified. So that, again, is going to send auto notification back to her. So I want to find out what she's looking for in this case. So hopefully she gives me an answer. But the customer profile is going to give me access to everything about Emma. So as I scroll, I can get access to recent cases that she submitted and all of her order history. So she's missing two boxes of six that she ordered. So I want to make sure this is for the ordering for the flooring. Okay, is this regarding? Okay, so she has verified it is for this order. So now I could drill into the order here and get all of the details. So maybe I could find out if this has been back ordered, if the full order has been shipped. It actually tells me that it has been shipped. So I want to check in my ERP system. So through my Unified Service Desk, I can actually check into different applications. So I can do an ERP lookup into the order and find that actually this order has been shipped and in full. So we may have a shipping issue. So I want to find out through my knowledge base what to do next. Now, because I was provided with that pre-chat question from Emma, I actually can see knowledge base articles that may help me. So it says that if there is a partial shipment, that I need to actually escalate to tier two. So I'm going to let her know that someone will contact her. Contact you. And so now that I have let her know we're going to contact her by the end of the day, I'm going to go ahead and convert this to a customer service case. Now, while doing that, I'm going to be able to take the history of the chat and move it into the case, providing a history for not only myself, but any agents that may pick this up. And I can, again, kind of push this out so I can get a good look at the case. Okay, so I want to populate a few additional information. So we'll give it a case title. So this is a partial shipment. And the subject will tag it as a shipping issue. This, of course, is information that's going to allow us to make our customer service better and give us some good analytics. Now I can tag the order. So this is the bamboo order, and this is a flooring issue. And you could see that the origin is already provided with the chat. Now if you look in the middle section, I can actually see the chat from Emma. So I always have a log and a history of there. I can also get back to my knowledge base from the same view. Now my top process bar is going to make sure that I capture all the information that I need, and again, all the agents that may touch this actual case. So I have provided that this is Emma as the customer. I've confirmed the order for the bamboo flooring. I'm going to make this the critical priority, then also add a description. So missing flooring. Let's say ERP says shipped. Okay, and I'm going to move into the next stage, and this is going to bring me to the assign stage. So I know I want to actually assign this to tier two because that's what my knowledge base told me from there. And then I also want to notify the customer of the case information. So if she needs to call back in, she has the case number and always has access to that from here. So at this point, I am ready to ship it off to tier two. It's going to escalate. It's going to go to the tier two support desk where they're going to manage it from here. So I'm going to close my session.
Okay, thanks, Holly. I have up now the tier two service dashboard in Microsoft Dynamics CRM. I can see from the dashboard a broad view into the business that I'm engaged in. I have both lists and visualizations to give me a good feeling for what's going on in my business from a service case perspective. All the visualizations are linked together. So if I filter on one, for instance, up here, I have critical cases. If I go ahead and select to look at critical cases, you'll notice the other charts in the view also change. They give me real-time information about the cases that are in my system and the things that I need to work on. The live tiles also update automatically so that I can know what's waiting for me in terms of things to do. So in this case, it says I have four active cases in the critical area that I filtered by, and right at the top of the list is the one that Holly was working on, this partial shipment. So let's go ahead and have a look at this particular case. When we come into it, we get a view of the chat that in fact Holly was having. So we've got some visibility into the case. We can see that it is assigned, and I need to do some research on how to resolve the actual case itself. Now, what I might do is go into my knowledge base, or I might just look at some recent cases that are of a similar topic. Here, they're listed for me automatically because we're able to look into the system and match up those common kind of subjects. In this case, though, I'm going to go and have a look in my activity post to see what's been going on with this particular case. I can see that there's a new activity that was just entered into the system. It says that FedEx called, and they in fact found those two boxes and are resending them out to the customer. So for me, that makes life pretty easy. I can just go ahead and resolve this case. And I'll go through the confirmation. Now I have the opportunity here to include notes about the case itself. I can add the time that I worked on it, if it was billable. I can add my own remarks. And this will stay both with the case and with the customer, because we always want to have a 360 degree view for that customer of all the work that we've done with them. So now the case is resolved, it's come off my to-do queue, and if I were to head back into my dashboard and refresh it, then we can see that we're now down to three critical issues. Everything in real time that we're working here on the dashboard. But what if I'm out of the office? I'm out in the field. I need to have an understanding of what's going on in my call center. Maybe I'm a manager of that call center. Well, then I might want to use the mobile application, in this case Power BI, that allows me to monitor the analytics of my call center. Power BI, for those of you who don't know, is the analytics tool that we use across the Microsoft platform to allow us to analyze and visualize information. For all the Dynamics suite of products, Power BI has become our analytic tool of choice. So here I have some of my call center graphs that are normally rendered on my PC, but are now being rendered on my phone. And that can be any phone, an iPhone, an Android phone, or a Windows phone. This first one here is saying I'm not quite meeting my first resolution goal of 39% of those calls. As I look into a little bit more detail, I can see here that in the answered and abandoned calls, I have one rep that is seemed to be abandoning quite a number of calls compared to their peers. Maybe I need to spend some time with that rep and see how they're managing their call volume. We can see how it's affected by hour, which makes sense to us, and again, drill into things like average time on calls and average answer times. One of the things that I like best about Power BI is it allows me to paint these analytics for any area that I focus on. Now, in that first case, it was the call center, but one of the things that I like to show in employee self-service that helps us actually in any call center is the analytics that we keep on failed searches. You'll remember that I stated that customers told us really strongly that they wanted us to value their time and to use their time in the best way possible. When we see a failed search, what we're seeing is that the customers put something into the support portal and we haven't returned an article to serve them with that. This helps us in a number of ways. A, we understand what the customers are looking for, and B, we know how to supplement our knowledge base. So it's constantly improving and constantly adding the content that our customers are asking us for. Further, as we look into ratings of those articles, we can see which ones in fact are highly rated and which ones maybe more important are lower rated. And we can go back in and improve those articles and improve our knowledge base. So it's a living, breathing thing that's constantly bringing value to our customers and making us a better company to better serve our end users, both our employees and our customers. So let's now switch back and look at a real life example of a company that's using our service cloud and the unified service desk to manage their business. That company is Trupanion. This is a really interesting company. They sell medical insurance for pets with the idea that if you don't have to make a dramatic financial decision when you're maybe making dramatic decisions about the care of a loved one like a pet, that your life, in fact, will be easier and better. But rather than hear me talk about it, we have a short video that shows how they use it.
When a customer calls into Trupanion, we made a conscious decision to get rid of menu options at the beginning of calls. They dial one number, they are intelligently routed to an agent. We save about 20 seconds per call by doing that.
Thank you for calling Trupanion. My name is Maddie. How can I help you today?
From there, a screen pop happens in Unified Service Desk, bringing up the contact record in CRM. The agent can choose the next possible action through an agent script or just easily enter notes for the call.
Okay, great. Let me help you out with that.
Once the call is ended, we write a lot of the contact center call data to the record. So when you look at the phone activity later, you can see the phone number they called in on, the caller ID, the duration of the call, the agent they spoke to. You can actually click on the phone activity and listen to the recorded call. With the installation of Unified Service Desk, the agents can service pet owners in a much quicker way.
Thank you for calling us. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay, so why Microsoft Service? So regardless of the channel, agents are provided with a modern and familiar experience. We increase agent productivity by providing a unified platform across sales, service, and marketing. We enable agents with guided experiences for each support channel, where agents are presented with embedded insights to help serve the customer. Our business applications provide customers and agents adaptive service, which gives your customers choice and value while gaining trust. Now, we've covered a lot here over this last session, but before we close, I'd like to provide you with a few next steps. First, take a test drive. Experience our solution for yourself. Second, come back for our next web event, which will dive into field service on March 31st. Third, come to Envision, the Microsoft Premier event targeting business leaders where you can gain insight in all our solutions. And then last, reach out to your account team or partners to walk you through the next steps for your organization. But we thank you for your time, and we hope you enjoyed our webcast.